I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's been almost a month since a cave-in trapped 33 miners in Chile. The men have now been trapped deep underground longer than anyone on record. The BBC's Gideon Long is at the mine entrance in Copiapó. Gideon, what is the latest on the dig-out operation?
Well, the latest is that in the last few minutes, a new drill has arrived at the mine. As we know, there's already one drill that's been established and has been working for the last few days. But the rescue team have a plan B. So they brought this second drill up to the mine. That will be assembled in the next few days and will start digging from a different part of the mountainside. The idea is here that if there's any problems with the first drill, they have a backup plan. So that's just arrived in the last few minutes at the mine. It will be assembled in the next few days.
Now, hopefully soon, loved ones will be able to talk to their miners via a video link. Up until now, loved ones have been sending letters down to the miners. The family of one trapped miner has been keeping an online diary, actually, for the BBC. And we'd like to hear an excerpt before we continue with our interview, Gideon. This is in Spanish, spoken by the miner's son, Omar Regadas, and translated into English by one of our producers.
En la reunión se dijo que la gente estaba muy bien.
At the last meeting, they told us the miners were doing very well. They showed us a video of them getting their first hot meal. Now they're getting chicken, meat, ham sandwiches, even jam. They also have music to help them relax. My dad's favorite food is steak with avocado. He eats it with lots of avocado. But he's not getting that right now. All the food has to be cleared by a nutritionist first. Some of the men have stomach problems, so they have to watch what they eat. But all of the miners have to stay on a strict diet to avoid gaining too much weight. They have to stay thin because the rescue hole is only going to be like 27 inches wide or something like that. Meanwhile, we keep saying that we hope that the wait won't be too long. They say it could be 3 or 4 months, but we're hoping to see them in a month or a month and a half at most. The good thing is that the people down there are doing well. They seem to have strength and faith. And we're happy because we can see them. My dad looks like he's in good spirits. He always sends his love to the family in the videos. We hope to speak to him over the phone very soon. Phone calls are not frequent because they could depress them and make them feel nostalgic. A psychologist decides what contact we can have each day. So we write to my dad each day. We tell him we love him and that we're praying for him. The letters also have to be checked by psychologists to make sure we don't tell them things that could affect them. The miners down there don't need any more problems than the ones they already have.
A diary entry by Omar Regadas, the son of one of the trapped miners, also named Omar. Gideon Long, just outside the mine in Copiapó, explain this video link that's going to happen. How will it work, and is there any advice being given to the loved ones on what they should and should not say during, you know, their times that they spend on video talking to their miner husbands?
Well, the idea is to drop a fiber optic cable down one of the boreholes that have been drilled down from the surface down to the miners' refuge and to have a permanent line running down the hole so that the families will be able to speak to the miners. This is seen as very important in the weeks and months ahead because you can imagine psychologically it will be a huge boost to the miners if they can have that regular contact with their loved ones above ground. So far, as you say, communication has been via letters. They've seen some video images of the miners as well, and they have had one brief phone call, but just 1 minute per family. So a lot of the family members here are saying they want more communication. They want the chance to be able to speak to the miners below ground. In terms of what they are and are not allowed to say, I suspect that the government will be briefing them on that. Obviously, the plan here is to try and keep the spirits of the miners up as much as they can. So I suspect that the relatives will be briefed on what they should say and what they shouldn't say during their conversations.
Now, in situations like this, Gideon, where an accident causes workers to not work and earn a living, compensation is often provided to families. Is there any such situation happening right now with the miners?
Well, there is. Most of the miners' families have started legal action against the company which owns the mine. They accuse it of ignoring safety regulations, charges the company denies. So that legal action has started. Also, a Chilean judge has frozen the assets of the company, around $1.8 million, and the judge did that specifically so that that money can be used in the future to pay out any compensation should it arise.
Describe the community that is slowly growing at the entrance to the mine, because you have all these families who want to be up to date on the latest news from their husbands, their boyfriends, their sons who are trapped half a mile below the surface. What does it look like? What's the scene there?
Well, as I speak to you now, I'm looking over the camp. There's maybe 50 to 100 tents that have been set up to house the families, the relatives, the miners. There are Chilean flags everywhere. Up on the hill above me, 33 flags have been laid out in a line, one for each miner. These people have been here for a month, and some of them say they will stay here for the next 2, 3, possibly 4 months until the men have been brought to the surface. So there's a canteen for them. The relatives have set up little shrines in the mountainsides with things like photographs of their loved ones. And each day people come up to the community to try and give whatever they can. For example, a few days ago, a couple of clowns came up here to entertain the children. We've had a gypsy group come up and sing songs. We've had Chilean folk groups come up. So there is this sense of community. The people here know that they're probably going to be here for weeks and possibly months. So there is a sense of permanence to the camp.
The drama continues. The BBC's Gideon Long at the mine entrance in Copiapó, Chile. Thank you very much, Gideon.
Thank you.